Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Besides the stock market, perhaps one of the best investments you could have made at the bottom of the Great Recession would have been in apartment buildings, when rental demand skyrocketed as millions of people became frozen out of home ownership due to the upheaval in the home mortgage industry. Our next guest says that he believes there's still money to be made in apartment investing. David Engel is Chief Investment Officer and Managing Member at Engel Capital Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also a chartered financial analyst and a member of the CFA's South Carolina chapter. David, welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us an overview of what you do there at Engel Capital Advisors.
Sure. We make real estate investments, generally in the upstate of South Carolina, including multifamily sectors and self-storage right now. We organize the investments, and then we issue private placements, which are a private security to accredited investors.
Tell us a little bit more about the apartment building market, the storage center market.
Private real estate investment, first of all, there's many opportunities at different points in time. The reason there's opportunity is because, unlike the public markets, local markets are just that. They're localized, people looking to develop in that local market or to buy apartment buildings in that local market. There's not as many of them. So with a public security like a REIT or a real estate investment trust, when you have to assess that investment as an investor, well, you're working on information that you have, knowledge you have, you know, about that company, and you're competing with the collective wisdom of the whole world. And the collective wisdom of the whole world is always smarter than you and I. So to get the above average returns by investing in a public security is very difficult. That's why there's an explosion of index funds, you know, for many parts of the public markets. So we like two areas right now: existing multifamily properties and self-storage in high growth areas in the upstate.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the apartment building market. It's had quite a run since the Great Recession. People are still not yet in droves leaving apartments and moving into home ownership?
Yeah, the Great Recession put a real wrench in the mentality of many of the millennials. And it used to be that, you know, home ownership, that was what you did because it was smart. But that generation has seen their parents suffer through the Great Recession and no longer view that as a high priority because they see how things can go bad. So that generation is more interested in, you know, having a good time, and they'll spend more on their apartments, on many things that they're enjoying different than the previous generations. And then there's also the older folks that wish to simplify life, sell their house, just move in apartments where they don't have to worry about maintenance or any of the rest of it.
And so you think this is a trend that's here to stay for the foreseeable future?
Yes, we do.
I'm guessing that the attraction of investing into storage centers is also because of the same trend, that apartments don't have as much room, so the people who have stuff need to put it somewhere.
That's right. Self-storage is a convenience thing. You know, folks sometimes don't understand self-storage. You know, they're looking at it and they say, well, how do they keep filling up? Well, as people sell their houses and have their things, or their parents die, they tend to have an emotional attachment to their things. Rather than sell them, or they'll store them, thinking one day they'll use them.
We've talked a lot about the pros here, the growth trends in these investments. What are the cons? What are the negatives? What are the risks?
Well, there's risk in anything. The biggest risk is if someone does not know how to evaluate local market conditions, supply, demand in the submarkets that they're investing in, does not know how to identify, for example, in the existing apartments, rental rates, if they're in sync with market or they're below market.
I'm just going to assume there's also a liquidity risk here as well, right? This isn't something you can buy and sell at a moment's notice.
That's right. So yeah, when you're committing your capital to real estate investment, we don't like to assume any holding period any less than 5 to 7 years. Now, on the self-storage development, we're building these new. We want to lease them up, create value, and we're looking to exit those in 3 to 5 years. But yeah, the markets can turn, interest rates go up. Prospective buyers that want to buy these things from you, they probably won't give you as much money.
Well, David, thanks so much for your insight and your time today.
Thank you.
David Engel is the Chief Investment Officer and Managing Member at Engel Capital Advisors. He's also a Chartered Financial Analyst and member of the CFA's South Carolina chapter. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.